The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Well, now we're going to reintroduce you to an old friend, and if you need a clue as to the identity of that old friend, just listen to this. Well, perhaps it's the most infuriating sound in all of telephony, but it is the sound, one of the sounds that were available on the Nokia 3310. And the big news is it's back, and our technology correspondent Jess Kelly has just returned from a briefing on the 2017 version of that phone, and she is with me now. Jess.
Good morning.
Have you got one?
I don't have one. I had a good play with one, though, and it is very exciting. It looks like the old, it looks exactly like the old Nokia. If you kind of cut the back off it, if you cut the fat off, it's very thin, very light in the hand. It still has the QWERTY keyboard, or the numeric keyboard, and it has the buttons. And the only difference, the only real difference is that the screen is coloured and it has a camera.
I'm looking at the picture that you've taken on your phone.
Yes.
And it's taking a picture of...
Drury Street.
Yes, of Drury Street. But the picture on the screen of the phone is actually a very good... I mean, I'm looking at your picture.
It's a picture of a picture. It's like Inception,
Yeah, and it's very good.
Yeah, if you go to at Newstalk FM on Instagram, I've got a little video of me playing Snake, which is basically what I did for the duration of the briefing. I was kind of paying attention, but also playing Snake. And it's so nice to have it back. So the way this has happened is Nokia faced an unfortunate end a few years ago, unfortunately, just because it didn't adapt to the smartphone market fast enough. HMD, which is a Finnish company, was established in December of last year and bought the branding rights to the name Nokia. And so what they've done is they've brought out four new phones with that brand, with that logo on it that we all come to know and love. And one of them is the Nokia 3310. Guess how much it's going to cost?
Well, remind me of what the original one cost.
Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember, to be honest. But think about a basic smartphone. This is not
okay,
a smartphone.
Think 100 euro.
59 euro.
59 euro.
Yeah, which I think
now,
is really good.
It's not a smartphone. Can it get the internet?
It can get the internet, but it's like getting the internet on the old school phones. You know, before there was the internet app, you kind of had to log into and wait for it to load and wait for it to load. And
so the processor is not particularly powerful.
It's not a fast processor by any stretch of the imagination. Even taking photographs, it was quite funny. I was taking a photograph and I went to save it straight away. And there's like that 3 second lag, you know, the little bar that comes across the screen, the loading bar to say that the image has been saved. It's a very slow phone, but it's a very functional phone. If you just want talk and text.
Talk and text, yes. So do you text the same way with the...
Yeah, with the old buttons. So I was, you know, typing my name into it and you press the 5 button for a J, then you press the 3 twice for the E and then...
And had your fingers remembered? Because I'm sure you're one of those people who texted at great speed.
Yes. It didn't quite remember. Like the muscle memory was there, but it just hadn't worked out in quite a while.
As I used to see people standing at bus stops and they'd be looking at the bus that was coming and they'd be texting without looking at their phone at all.
I could do that. I used to be able to do that. I couldn't do it today. I also found that my snake playing skills were atrocious as well. So if you look at that video, don't judge me.
They will return.
They will return. I'm definitely going to be playing with it. It's going to be available to buy in store from August 2nd, and it'll be available from Vodafone, Air and Carphone Warehouse for 59 euro.
For 59 euro. Now, tell me about why it was so durable.
Do you know what? There was no bells and whistles on the Nokia 3310. If you don't remember it, you know, it was a grey phone and there was not much to it apart from a small little screen and then your different buttons for texting and typing.
But I mean, what was it made of that you could drop it and it wouldn't shatter?
I honestly don't. It must have been kryptonite or something like that. It was the most durable material. And, you know, the screen, I've never encountered a Nokia 3310 where the screen scraped or anything like that. The one thing that's worth noting, and you may remember this, a lot of people started changing the phone covers. Do you remember when changing your phone cover was a big thing? You won't be able to change the phone cover on the new Nokia 3310. They want it to be as durable as possible. So there's no moving parts on this phone at all, apart from the buttons that press
it. Just as you said that, a text came in. Best thing about the 3310 were the interchangeable covers. I was in sixth class and they came out and myself and my pals spent all our pocket money.
That's what I did. I had a Hello Kitty one and I absolutely adored it.
Hello Kitty?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
The original Nokia 3310 sold for, believe this or not, in sterling, $199.99.
Wow. But you see, it was the top phone at the time. I remember distinctly the Nokia 3310 being the phone. If you had any other phone, I had a Motorola phone was my first phone. And I remember upgrading from my Motorola to the Nokia 3310. And it was just a game changer. My brother still has one in working condition in his bedroom door. And it is just like gold dust. You can't get them of that quality. So it'll be interesting to see how this new phone does. Nokia have also launched, as I said, three other smartphones. And the price point for these is very affordable. They're going to reach between 149 and 249, which is great. So that lower end of the market is really going to open up now with the re-emergence of Nokia.
Now, it's made of plastic, I presume?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Screen?
The screen, it's a nice small enough screen, and it's got colour. So if you remember the old Nokia 3310, it just had that green screen with the black text on it. It does have a colour screen. Texting on it is beautiful. If anyone's familiar with the Samsung Keystone 2, which is a very affordable phone, it's again got buttons. It's quite similar to that. In terms of functionality, you do have your call button and your hang up button. You've got your center button for controlling. And it just, it's also got an old school charging port. There's no USB, there's no micro USB, there's no USB-C.
It has its own charger.
Its own charger, which is a pain in the face for anyone who buys it because you're going to have another new cable in the house. But I have to say, in the 20 minutes I was playing around with it, I was so impressed. And we're going to have one in studio, hopefully next week, so you can have a go as well.
Okay, any faults? At that price, I know it's hard to find fault, but if you were to spend an extra, if Nokia were to spend another fiver on materials or anything else, what should they have spent it on?
You know what? It's hard to, as you said, it's very hard to kind of find faults in a phone that is this basic. Small things would be, it does have the headphone jack. It could be a little bit prettier, I suppose, but overall, I think it was very impressive. But only time will
tell. The lens is plastic, the camera lens plastic, and.
Again, it's a cheap phone, do you know the way it is? It's made of plastic, so that could. Scratch or crack, but for 59 quid you can't really complain.